Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Moorhead. Hershberger moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hershberger scores. Ward moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Weiss steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ward. Clinton moves to second. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clinton moves to third. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Bressoud moves to second. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger, who is chasing the ball. Geiger reaches third base with a triple. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Geiger scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. 1 out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Why steal second? J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Shipley now pitching. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bressude strikes out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Bressude moves to second. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorhead strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bressude scores. Tillman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tillman scores. Schilling moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Geiger moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling scores. Geiger scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Lemon pinch hits for Joe Shipley. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bressude hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-2 in the game. Moorhead hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Geiger strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson throws the ball into Weiss, who tags Yastrzemski trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Schilling moves to third. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clinton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roman Mahias now playing center field. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-3 in the game. Moorhead bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Tillman moves to second. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tillman scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Mahias moves to second. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.